So we're going to review Lakuta Sichas Chelik Tezayin, the first Sicha in Parshas Boy. This is a Sicha which discusses the laws of Kiddush HaChodesh, talks about the various different ways to account. You know, we have the month, the Hebrew month, we have the year, how we straighten out the year and the months. Of course, our month is not 1/12th of a year. A year is approximately 365 days. So if you divide it, you would have like 31 days. That's why we have the various different 30 days, 31 days different in the English months. By the Hebrew month, it's either always, it's either 29 or 30 days, and it turns out that you're like 11 days short, and then you have to sort of adjust it. We also have various different opinions when the seasons begin. And the Rebbe is actually trying to explain the Rambam, the way the Rambam uses seemingly two different opinions. One is called the Tkufas Shmuel, the season, the way it's according to Shmuel. He has one calculation. There is the Tkufa according to Rav Ada, which seems to be a different calculation. The Rambam calls it the more truer of the two. How are we going to make the adjustments? This is going to be all the discussion, and the Rebbe is going to explain eventually that it doesn't necessarily have to fit in physically 100% because it has to do with Kiddush HaChodesh, it has to do with Halachas, and therefore what happens here in this world is really a manifestation of what takes place above, so it's possible that it shouldn't be exactly at that same day because above it's a little bit different. And the accounting, it started like not immediately with the creation from the world, it started from before the world was created. So there's a little mysticism there anyways, as the Rebbe is going to explain. But let's go inside in order over here and see how much of it we can accomplish. So in Sif Aleph, in Ois Aleph, in the Sichem Boi, in Anfang Kilchus Kiddush HaChodesh Zog the Rambam, in the beginning of the laws of sanctifying the moon, the Rambam says, Chodshei Hashono Him Chodshei Alevon, the month of the year are month of the moon, which means a month is determined by the moon. A cycle of the moon brings a month. Shenemar, where do we see that we go by the month? Because the pasuk says, "Oilas chodesh bechodshoy," that you bring the month of Rechodesh, and it's very appropriate. Today is Rosh Chodesh, so on Rosh Chodesh you brought a special offering, a carbon oila that was brought on Rosh Chodesh. So you brought the oilas chodesh Bechotchoy, in the renewal. What's the renewal? What happens on Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh is a renewal. There's a chidush. What is the chidush? That now we have the new moon. The new moon is born again. It's visible again. So you bring the Chodesh. So when is a Chodesh? Bechotchoy. V'nema, there's another pasuk says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim. So it says that the Eibishter showed Moshe Rabbeinu HaChidush Hazeh, when the Moilad HaLevona, he told him this is when Rosh Chodesh is. Pasuk also means that this month of Nisan should be the first of the following months of the year. But it also refers to the month. Basically, the Rambam is saying a month is determined by the Levona. V'hashonim sh'onu mechashvim, but the years that we calculate, Heim Shnei Hachamo. A year goes not 12 months, but rather we go by the cycle of the sun. We have to, why? Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Shomer es chodesh ha'aviv. The Torah is talking about over there, we'll see soon, that specifically, that the Yom Tov Pesach should always be in the spring. Aviv is spring. Another word for Aviv in the Torah, it's called Tkufas Nisan, the season of Nisan. The season of Nisan Basically, the seasons like we know them is the spring, summer, and fall and winter. Spring, summer. So you have Tkufas Nisan is the summer, is the spring. Tkufas Tammuz is the summer, and Tkufas Tishrei is the fall, and Tkufas Teves is the winter. So those are the four seasons. The Torah wants that Chodesh Aviv, that the month of Nisan, when the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, that we're celebrating Pesach, we should make sure that it's always in the spring. It's always in the Aviv. It's always in the Tkufas, what's known as the Tkufas Nisan. Why? To celebrate that time. So if we're going to have 12 months straight, it'll turn out that after 12 times 30, or 12 cycles, 29, 6 and 6, 6, 29, 12 cycles of the moon is still short of a complete cycle of the seasons, like 11 days. So if after 12 months you would start over again right away, so it comes out that the next Pesach is, you're going to be missing, you're going to be like jumping ahead, it's not going to be yet spring, and you're going to, and the next year is going to be even more than that, so it's going to come out that Pesach is going to be in the middle of the winter, it's going to be too early. So therefore, we also says, that's why Shomer is Chodesh Aviv. And the Rebbe explains it. The Pirush der Fun, what it means is like this. Chodesh Alevono Bashteit Fun Le'erech 29 B'Tahal B'Teg. The month of the moon, what does it mean the month of the moon? The cycle of the Levona consists of approximately 29 and a half days. It circles. That's why we have 1 month 30 days and 1 month 29 days of the Hebrew calendar. Like this, month of Tevis was only 29 days. Shvat becomes on the 30th day. The month of Shvat will be 30 days, right? Because 1 month 29, because it's 29 and a half. You can't split, you can't make Rosh Chodesh starting half a day whenever the moon is visible, so we start with the day. So one is 30 days and one is 29 days. Azoiful doir de sivuv fun de levona. That is what it takes for the cycle of the moon. Shnas hachamo, but the year of the sun, bashteit la'erech, that consists approximately from 365 and a quarter days. 365 and a quarter days. Dos is der zman from the visible shnosi from the zun. That is the cycle of the yearly cycle of the sun. So, what happened? On the Rambam in der halacha anal zok tzvei dinim. So the Rambam, this halacha says two halachas. Number one, Aleph. As the chodshe hashona darfen gerechend veren loiten sivuv alavona. That the month of the year, how do we calculate month? How do we determine the month? We have to count it according to the cycle of the moon. Thus haste, which means, as a chodesh is nit atzvelftu fun shnas hachama, a month is not 1/12th. Part, and not a 12 part of a year, of a solar year, of a year of the sun. That's the way it's counted by majority of the nations. Was to tell them yor from halach chama. They split the year, which the cycle of the sun, of 12 chalokim chadoshim. They make it into 12 parts. They call each part the Chodesh, they call it. But we can't do it like that. We have to do, says the Rambam, Norchotcha Levona, the Levona, we have to have a month is the cycle of the moon. Number two base. Afal Pikein, and still, even though we count it that way, we bow as Pesach Muzayim Bizman Ha'aviv. Since Pesach needs to be in the spring, und the Tkufes Hashono, how do we determine when is spring? That is determined dan bashtim durch mal chachamo. That's determined by the cycle of the solar, by the sun. Vosashnas chamo, a year, a cycle of the sun, is mitle erech elef teg lenger. It's approximately 11 days longer via shnas levona than a year of the moon. Shnas levona would mean 12 cycles of the moon. So let's do quickly the math. So if 6 of it is, okay, 12 times 29 and a half is how much? That would be like 354. And then, Vosashnas chamo is mitlerech elef teg lenger, but the sun takes 365 days, so viashnas levona, then the 354, that would be 365. So, derechem men di yorn loit malach hachamo. But the year, we have to go by the sun. So how do we reconcile that we're missing 11 days? So in 2 years, right? In 2 years, the 12, which means in 24 months, right? The sun, the solar, the moon, the Levona years, that's 2 years worth of it, will be behind the solar year, behind the sun year, 22 days. And another year, which is 3 years of 36 months of the moon, you'll be behind 33 days. Every year is about approximately 33 days. How do we make up those 33 days? We throw in an extra month. We throw in an extra month, just telling you approximately, throw in an extra month, a chodesh shonamu beres, so you get an extra what? An extra 30 days you get, right? But you're still short, you still have 3 days over there. So that's why we do, every few years we do, not the third year, we do it the second year to make up. It turns out it's called a machzer katan. In 19 years, approximately, we'll see. What happens in 19 years, all the extras, it almost evens out. So that's called a machzer katan. Every 19 years, we have balances out the sun year with the moon year. They're the same thing, as we'll see in a minute. So, the rechemin, the yorn, lit, malach, hacham, according to the cycle of the sun. And the far is yedet, zvei, dra, yor. Therefore, every 2 or 3 years, mach bezdin al iber yor. Bezdin makes a leap year. Kidei sheyiye ha-pesach bizman ha-obiv. So that Pesach should be during the time of the spring. The Torah says, Shomer es chodesh ha-obiv, has to bring the time of the year. Und der Rambam is mamshich in the weiter dike prokim. The Rambam continues in the later on chapters. As euch der cheshbon welcher minutzen heit. That also the calculation that we use today, which means in the olden days they used to decide as needed when they wanted to make a leap year in order to straighten it out so that it shouldn't fall behind, so that Pesach should remain in the spring, shouldn't go earlier. But today we have a calculated cheshbon. Vos Reb Hillel HaNosi et Misadr given, that was organized by Hillel HaNosi, the way the calendar works today, is Oyishtot Nenazah Oifun, so it's set up in such a way, as yeder machzer, that every cycle, which is 19 years, gleichen sich ois l'erech, they straighten out approximately, the shnois ha-levonim, the shnois ha-chamo, the years of the sun, with the years of the moon and the years of the sun, which means with these extra months that you put in, all those years, those some years that you added every 2 years or the third year that you added the extra month. So all those years after 19 years, they approximately even out, bis to the extent they become so accurate, as lo yishor meminyan yimei hachama b'chol tshayas rishono, that they will not remain from the days of the sun, days, extra, every 9 years, chutz, there's only extra, shor achas, ba'arba meis u'shmoyinu v'chamish chalokim. 1 hour, 400 and 85 chalokim. Chalokim are mentioned, those are enumerated by the Rambam, the different amounts of chalokim, which is the calculation. It's not seconds, a minute, that's the calculation of the Rambam. It's 485 chalokim, as you hear, like when we announce the moilad, they say how many chalokim, those are chalokim. A small portion left over 19 years. However, Frektiv dem der Pirush, the Pirush that's a commentary on the Rambam and Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, as achar shonim rabbis, that after many years, then es vetzich tzunevklai magreis tzol for the Yisraelis. So when a great number of these extra, so that means every 19 years there's a little bit extra. But when you calculate it, a lot, but uiskumen, tkufas nison nid b'chodesh aviv, then it'll turn out that the Nisan, the Tkufas Nisan, when the month of Nisan starts, is not going to be in the spring, not in Chodesh Iyar, but it's going to be in Chodesh Iyar, because you're going to, the season, Tkufas Nisan meaning the season of the spring, which should be in Pesach, but it's not going to be in Pesach. Why? Because it's getting pushed back every 19 years. It's falling behind 1 hour and a few chalokim. But if you multiply the hours from world creation, okay, so every 19 years. So in 36 years, it'll be 2 hours, and then so on. And so it's going to turn out it's not going to be in Chodesh Iyar. Un Etvert, so his answer is, that let the righteous teacher come and tell us how to deal with it. So he says, we don't know how to deal with that. So the Rebbe points out, until the last year of the 6,000 year the world exists, that the tkufa ois fallen nach alz b'chodesh nisan. So it will still be, in other words, tkufas, this spring, will always still be, even if you add up all these extra hours, it's still not going to endurance for six. In other words, if you multiply it by 6,000, the machzorim, the cycles of 19 within the 6,000 years that the world exists, it's still going to be in the month of Nisan. So, some people say the Rebbe wrong. That's what he means. It's not really an applicable question. So, what is the Rebbe's question? So the Rebbe says we need to understand their din, this halacha for shomer es chodesh aviv, that you have to keep the spring, that the holiday, the Yom Tov, should be during the spring, is nit nor as nisan darf zayin bizman ha'aviv. That doesn't only mean that the month of Nisan should be in the time of the spring. Because over here, the answer, what they answered is basically is that it's only going to be in Iyar after more than 6,000 years. Or that's going to, but we also need that the month of Nisan, that not only the month of Nisan, but we need the Yom Tov of Pesach should be Bizman Ha'aviv. Umid Rambam Paschal Kinal, as Rambam rules, as mentioned earlier, at b'shas bezdin hot ois gerechont, that when bezdin calculated as tkufas nisan vet ois valen b'shisha osur b'nisan, they calculated that the tkufa of Nisan, the spring basically, is going to come on the 16th of Nisan, which means that Pesach is going to be still, the tkufas tevis is going to be before the spring. So that the Pesach should be in the time of the spring. So we don't only want that the month of Nisan should be in the spring, we want that the Pesach should be in the time of the spring. So, the Rebbe says that problem, that Pesach should be in the time of the spring, happens a lot of times. In other words, here we're saying that he's extra after 19 years. Is nit move on mitzat der fil moliker zu neuf sammlung von sheiris hamachzer. Because of we have the many times that we have to add what's left over of that cycle, ashom mitof pei hechalokim, which we said, after 19 years we have 1 hour and 485 halokim. Bis itz, so even till now. And the Rabbi says, afil bizman harambam, unoch frir, even the Rambam time now, is showing tkufas nisan fil mol oiz gefalm. So then the season of Nisan came out many times. Atzol teg noch tazvov Nisan. It came several days after the 15th of Nisan. Izvi shtimtas mit din. So how does this fit with the halacha? Fut shomer chodesh ha'aviv, to keep the month of the spring. As Pesach, darzayim bizman ha'aviv, that Pesach needs to be in the spring. Rebbe basically is asking that we see that it doesn't actually fit, that it doesn't come out in the spring. Basically, just in short, the Rebbe is asking that it turns out that according to the calculations of these extra hour that you have, according to this calculation, you have the extra hour and the topei chalokim after every 19 machzorim. So while we answered that the entire month of Nisan is never going to sort of be fully in the Tkufas Tevez, which means Tkufas Nisan is always, this spring is always going to start still within the month of Nisan. But the Rebbe's question is, we don't only need that the month of Nisan should be during the spring, we need that the Yom Tov Pesach should be during the spring. And that's why the Rambam wrote that when the Beis Din saw that the season of the spring is going to come on the 16th, they made it a leap year just to make sure that Pesach will be in the spring. And so they added the month before, so make sure. So if you take, because of that extra hour over the years, so somewhere in the middle of the cycles, as the Rebbe brings down the notes over there, over here, so what happened was, Pesach was actually not in the spring. Pesach was before. Even though the month of Nisan was in the spring, in other words, after Pesach, but Pesach itself was not in the spring. So how does that fit with this ruling? That's the Rebbe's question here. So we were left here with an issue. That even according to the way the Rambam says it straightens out, it'll only straighten out that the month of Nisan will always be in the Tkufas Nisan. It'll always be in the spring. But it doesn't straighten out the fact that the Pesach, the Yom Tov Pesach, is going to be in the Tkufas Nisan. Sometimes the Tkufas Nisan will be on the 16th day of Nisan. And since the Rambam has brought out that it's important that you would be ma'aber, the Beis Din would be ma'aber the year, in order that Pesach comes out in the month of Nisan, so we see that it is important, not just that the month of Nisan should be in the Tkufas Nisan, in the spring, in the, but we also need Pesach to be there, and that doesn't happen. So, the Rebbe is going to try to suggest in Ois Beis, you know what, you're right. There's two issues in front of us. There is one issue that Pesach needs to be in the season of, that the month of Nisan needs to be in the Tkufas Nisan. And there's another thing that Pesach needs to be in the month of Nisan. And actually, according to this cheshbon that the Rambam talks now, we're not going to get necessarily that the Yom Tov Pesach should be in the Tkufas Nisan, but at least you're going to get the month of Nisan in the Tekufas Nisan. That's what's necessary from this pasuk. How are we actually going to get the Nisan to be in the Tekufas Nisan? So the Alter Rebbe goes, he says, well, I mean, the Rebbe says that Rambam later on tells you there's actually another Tekufa, another calculation. According to the other calculations, everything fits in. Once you have a machzer of 19 years, you're all set. You have everything, works out perfectly. You don't have any extra. So according to this, the month of Pesach is going to be, I mean, the Yom Tov Pesach is always going to be in the Tekufas Nisan. Also, because there's no extra. So it's a different view. It's called the Tekufas of Rav Ada. And the Rambam later on brings down, first he discusses the Tekufas Shmuel, this calculation, and he brings out this, and then at the end he says, well, there's another Tekufa, there's a Tekufa of Rav Ada, and he actually writes about Rav Tekufa Rav Ada, that's more accurate than this one, than the first one. So that's how Pesach is going to be, anyways, in this in the time of Tekufas Nisan, because according to the other opinion, according to the opinion of Rav Ada, it does, we don't have a problem. But the Rebbe's question is, but in that case, so why does the Rambam bother to make the month of Nisan to fall out in the Tekufas Nisan, since it doesn't work for the Yom Tov Pesach, is not going to be in Tekufas Nisan according to that. And anyways, we need to come on to the other opinion in order for it to make sense. So why are we bothering with the Tekufas Shmuel, why are we bothering with the other Tekufa, which doesn't fit at the end of the day? We have to come out the other opinion. And the Rebbe brings out, no, that actually even in Halacha we have the Tekufas Shmuel as well, and it does help, as the Rebbe is going to say. So let's look inside now. Base. L'chayre hot men gekent far entferen. It seems like we could answer the problem dermit with this, was the Rambam zogt weiter, that the Rambam says later on. He says later on, after he finishes the calculation that we learned now, which is called the Tekufa of Shmuel. So later on, the Rambam says, as der iberbleib fun asho mitov pei hei chalokim noch yed machzer, that this extra, the remaining hour and 485 chalokim, noch yed machzer, which is after every cycle, is nor leuten cheshben, it's only according to the accounting, the calculation, was vert angerufen tekufas Shmuel, that is referred to as the tekufas Shmuel. And Shmuel says, ashnas achamo is shin samach hei yoim v'rviya yoim. What is the extent, how long is a solar year? 365 and a quarter days. Ober loydem cheshbon, which is called Tekufas Rav Ada, according to Tekufas Rav Ada, ashnas achamo is shin samach yoim, samach yoim, upachos mirvi yoim. He says, on the contrary, that is 365 minus a quarter of a day. So, is loytimtsa toysefes b'machzer sheyutas shona klal? Then it turns out that in this cycle of 19 years, there's going to be no extra at all. So, according to that, there's no problem. V'alpize, shtimt der cheshben hashonim vos mirechenen itzter. So, according to this, the counting of the years that we count now, mitn din, so it fits with the law of Shomer es Chodesh Aviv. Because how does it come out that we have it? Because we accept nidam cheshbon from Tekufas Shmuel. We don't accept the counting of Tekufas Shmuel nor the cheshbon from Tekufas Rav Ada. We accept the calculation that the year and the seasons according to Rav Ada. The Rambam says this accounting is more true than the first one. As it says in many earlier in the first, in the earlier commentators. Unloit cheshben zeh. So according to this cheshben, valt ois Pesach alamo b'tkufas aviv. So according to that, Pesach will always be b'tkufas aviv. So we don't have the problem that the Rebbe asked. So basically, according to Tkufas Shmuel Taka, we have a problem. But that's not the one we go by. We go by which one? We go by Tkufas Rabada we go by. And that's why there's going to be not a problem. But the Rebbe asks, oh, but move on, but it's not understood. Why are we trying to straighten out the years that comes out from a Levona year, the 12 months of the Levona, together with Shnoi Sachamo, is to leave Shomoir as Chodesh Aviv, because we're trying for the spring, for Pesach and Nisan to be in the spring. And since according to the account calculation, the way it goes by the seasons of Shmuel, is noch yeder machzer do an Iberbleib. According to that, there is a leftover, the hour and the 485 parts. To vi zog the Rambam, so how does the Rambam say? But the Rambam does bring down Shmuel. And how does he bring down? Because that's the discussion, is according to the opinion, the Tkufa Shmuel. He says, v'lomo somachno al minyan ze. So how come we rely on the Shmuel, on this accounting? He's saying, because it's no big deal. How much is going to be left from the whole thing is going to be left an hour and 485 chalokim. But what do you mean it's not a big deal? It is a big deal. Why is the Rambam saying it's not a big deal? How could you rely on this accounting, on this number? Vibald as the Ishtavus is knitting Gansen. It doesn't equally, it doesn't straighten out fully. You need to follow the Pasuk, Shomeres Chodesh Aviv. And now we're assuming that the Shomeres Chodesh Aviv is telling us that Pesach has to be in the season of Tkufas Aviv. And according to the Rambam, according to this Tkufas Shmuel, the way the Rambam quoted here, that's not going to happen. So the Rebbe suggests now in Ois Gimel, that maybe there is another part. Eino Chenami, the month, the Yom Tov of Pesach is not going to be in the season of Aviv. However, at least the month of Nisan is going to be in that area. So the Pasuk is going to work because Shomer is Chodesh HaAviv. Yes, we also need Pesach to be there, but Shomeres Chodesh Aviv works according to Shmuel too, because at least the month is in the right season, and that's worth something. But again, like I mentioned before, but the Rebbe is going to ask, so why bother with it? Since in the end of the day, in order to get Pesach in the right time, you have to come on and say the Kufas Rabada. Why are we trying to figure out how it's going to work according to the Kufas Shmuel? But let's look inside. Gimel. So we say the explanation. From Loshon Rambam, the Rambam's Loshon, he says, Vashonim she'onu mechashvim hem shnei hachama. The years that we are calculating are the solar years, because he says shenemar shomer es chodesh ha'aviv. You should calculate the chodesh ha'aviv. So he doesn't say the Pesach. Over here he's not saying that the Pesach, he's saying the years that we count. So we need it to be the Chodesh Aviv. Is move on, we understand that the limud for Shomer is Chodesh Aviv is not nor as Pesach davzayim bizman Aviv. We're not just trying to tell you that Pesach needs to be in the Aviv. Nor euch as alamol darf euskumen Pesach umgefer in selben zman for Shnas Achama. Basically, that Pesach needs to come out approximately in the same time of the winter season, of the year season. In other words, it needs to be approximately. We're not trying just to tell you, this pasuk is not telling you just about Pesach. It's telling you about the general time frame, that it has to be in that time. Und in dem din von Shomer es Chodesh Aviv b'shaychas to the shonim, and in order to do the halacha, to keep the month of Aviv as it goes to the years, when it says, the Torah says, keep the years, is genug sheyichoydesh zeh nisim b'zman Aviv. For that it's sufficient that the month, that the fact that Nisan is during the time of the spring, as the chodesh Nisan zol in zichobun, the zman Aviv. We don't need Pesach to be in time of Aviv. We need the month of Nisan to be in the time of Aviv, in the spring. Ubemeila is benegeya dam din, as far as this halacha, the years, that the years need to be in the right season all the time. So that means that the month of Pesach should always be in the spring. That is accomplished. That's accomplished even according to Shmuel. Dam din as genug as the tkufas Aviv. So Zayin b'chodesh Nisan afilu v'nziz b'sefa chodesh, to accomplish that even if it's the end of the month. Vos al pizek kum tois, korim zal according to this, which means if we say that the month should be, that's okay, because according to Shmuel, as oich loit nechesma for tkufas Shmuel, even according to the a calculation, the way it comes according to Shmuel, as yet there machzer bleibt akleina shade, is that in every cycle there is still a little bit left over, is durchen oishtelm for shneis ha-machzer, but still, when we have the 19 years, this cycle, when we've set it up, bavorin gevorin dem din for shomer es chodesh ha-aviv b'negei to dem shona kore. We need the year is in the right time. The year is always in that same season. The year has to be the Torah year, the Shana of the Torah has to always be approximately in the same time. That has been accomplished. Since that even according to this accountant, that season is never going to stretch after the month of Nisan. Und der mit is euch verstandig. And with this we also understand was the Rambam zog dem tam for vosa machna al minyan zeh. Why does the Rambam say that we rely on this number, the minyan for shnoi sa machzer, the number of the machzer, val loy dem cheshben loy yishoyer mimenu yimei hacham o chutz mishoachas chulu. Because according to this is only going to be very little bit, and therefore sa machna al minyan zeh. So why do we lie on this number, on this counting, on this machzer, on this cycle for shnoisa machzer? Val durch minyan zeh, because when you have this number, ver bavorin the din, that takes care, that makes sure that locha as the shonim darfen zayin shnei achama, that the year need to be years of the sun. On in them is oich de cheshben as lo yishor chutz misho achas, and for that to keep it always, that the year should be known is enough. Atam Masbik of Samachim Yizekinal, that's sufficient, because even though that's not going to give you Pesach in the right time, but it's going to give you the year in the right time. And since the year is always going to be the month of the year, that's going to be the year, is going to be the right time. That's why Samachnu, that's why we rely on this minyan, Kiniskalil. That's how the Rebbe wants to explain it. But as I said, the Rebbe was going to ask, why bother with all this? The Rebbe in Oiz Dalid asks that we still need to understand. So we need to understand, since at the end of the day, in order to make Pesach, that needs to come in the time of the Aviv as well. Because the Rambam said before that if Beis Din saw that Pesach is not going to be on the time of Tkufas Aviv, is not going to be in the season, then they would make a leap year. So that means it has to be there. So in order to come that, we need to anyways come on to the true Cheshbon, which would be the Tkufas Rava'adah, which is going to be the Tkufas Rava'adah. So that's the only way that you're not going to have anything extra. So why does the Rambam say that as far as the year, even according to Shmuel, the year it will be even according to Shmuel will fit. But the year doesn't fit, the Pesach doesn't fit according to Shmuel. Pesach is not going to be in the time of Aviv according to Shmuel, only according to Rava'adah. So why does the Rambam have to bother with Shmuel and doesn't just bring down Rabbah? So the Rebbe explains like this, that why does the Rambam Bechlal bring down the opinion of Shmuel? Means that the Rambam believes that even though it's not the very true like Rabbah, and it's not just another opinion, but he learns that it's also in halacha. It makes, we use Shmuel in halacha, which means halacha is not just truth, it's emes lamita, it's the truth of the truth. The Rambam, if you look in the Rambam's words, when the Rambam says about Rabbah, he says this calculation of Rabbah, he uses languages who emes yoser min harishon. It's more true than the first one. He's not saying that this is the only true and the first one is not true. He said this is a truer cheshbon, but that means that Shmuel's is true. But this is a more true. And then actually, you see that the tkuf of Shmuel is also used in halacha. In many halacha, when we talk about the season of the sun, we actually go just by the tkuf of Shmuel. As for example, the Birchas HaChama, you make the blessing of the sun, you make it once in 28 years. When the sun, you make a special bracha, that when you have in the beginning of 28 years, the sun is at the same time, at the same place, at the Wednesday. It says in the Pasuk that the Eibishter put the sun up on Wednesday. Yeah, b'yom harivi, nitla hamoiris, right? So when it comes out in the beginning of the night of the revi, that's the beginning of that night, when that point of the night is exactly with the time of the year, so then we have Birchas HaChama, which is only works according to Shmuel and not according to Rabbah. But the Rebbe wants to bring out sometimes in halacha we only go by Shmuel. Go with it. Same thing is like when you ask for rain and when you're careful not to drink water at the time of the tkufa, these are halachas that you only go by Shmuel. So basically, there are some halachas that we only go by Shmuel. So the problem is, how do we have two tkufas to say that they're both true? I mean, they have different cheshbon. And here you're saying that we're also following Shmuel, some halachas and everything, and that's why we're not just discounting Shmuel. So the Rebbe explains that really we find another interesting halacha with regards to Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh technically is when the new moon comes around. What happens though, the halacha is that let's say Beis Din made a mistake. They made a mistake. And this could be they were by accident, they were forced to make a mistake. Some companions even say, even if they did it intentionally. So basically made Rosh Chodesh, okay, specifically on the wrong day Rosh Chodesh. We know the moon, when the moon is really comes around, and they gave it on the next day. So they didn't make the Rosh Chodesh the right day. They made a mistake, or intentional. When do we follow Rosh Chodesh? When is going to be Pesach? When is going to be the 15th of the month? So the halacha is that that's what Beis Din says, and the month is Chodesh, and everybody has to go by that month. But doesn't really seem to make sense. Why? What does Rosh Chodesh mean? It means a Chidush. It means something new. So how could you say when there is not new, oh, today is Rosh Chodesh? What do you mean it's Rosh Chodesh? It's not Rosh Chodesh. The moon, the physical, we know it doesn't fit with the physical. The new moon didn't come when you say it came. It's in a different day. How could you make it Rosh Chodesh? Just because you made a mistake, you're going to keep everybody to that, but how does it fit in with the reality, basically? How does it help Beis Din's deciding and saying that it's Rosh Chodesh if it's not really Rosh Chodesh in the physical sense? So, the Rambam explains, because what does Rambam say? Rambam says, look, the one, Hashem is the one. He says, when Beis Din says you have to do the Yom Tovim by what the way Beis Din says, even though you know it's not the 15th of the month, you know that it's not true, because the same Eibishter that says
but you have to keep the Yomim Tovim. He's the one that says you have to listen to the Beis Din. If the Beis Din says to you that this is the 15th of the month because they made Rosh Chodesh that day, that becomes the day. We don't care what the reality, what you think the reality is. But the Rebbe says that doesn't seem to be a sufficient reason. Because while it makes sense that we have to listen to the Beis Din, but they still have the problem, but how could you have Rosh Chodesh on a day when it's not really Rosh Chodesh? Okay, so we're going to do what Beis Din said. We're going to go through the motions. But the Meilad was on another day. Beis Din is saying, this is Rosh Chodesh, and it's not really Rosh Chodesh. It's not the beginning of the month. So the Rebbe explains, we can say, the Rebbe used the Loshem Derech Efshar possibly, that the sun and the moon are really, that we have over here, what happens to the sun and the moon, are really a derivative. It's a nishtalshul. It comes from what takes place above. Why is there, when is a new moon? When we say there's a new moon, it's not so much because there's a physically new moon. The new moon has to do because spiritually there's a moilad halavona on the spiritual level. But how do we know what's going on in the moilad halavona? We have no connection to know what's going on the spiritual level. So when things come down below in a certain way, then the Torah told us that we should do Rosh Chodesh Loit according to the Levona that we see. That's what we see. That's what we do. Either in the time of the Beis HaMikdash when they used to do by Ariya, or whatever, even later on a little bit they did it, by the sighting of the moon, or according to the Cheshbon. Because that the way we know when the Moil is above. It's not the determining factor, it's not the Moil HaLevona, the physical, is the Levona above them. But if it's a case that Beis Din made Rosh Chodesh in another day, the Torah says we should rely on them. I mean, that means that proves to us that that's the day when Torah Emes decides that Rosh Chodesh, that's the main time when the moon is, that's when the moon is born in the Maila. That's the middle of Levona, even though you don't see it over here below. So how come the Levona in this case is on a different day over here? And that is that because this physical world below, for various different reasons, it's not fitting that it should have that level of Levona. It waits another day to get for the Levona over there in that day. But therefore, basically what we're saying is the physical occurrence of the moon doesn't really determine. It's really the spiritual. The only reason why we go by the physical, that's the only way we know it's the physical. But when basically makes a mistake or whatever, they decide otherwise, then that tells us that's the Moel Levona, so it's not a problem. And similarly, the Rebbe says his connection with the Tkufa Sachamo and the Brach Sachamo. The main laws of the Torah are mainly connected with the season of the Chama above. And therefore, it's not a question how could you rely on the Tkufa of Shmuel, even though that the true counting below turns out to be the Tkufas Rabada. Because since Torah, which is Torah Semes, says that after every 28 years, the halacha is such and such that you have to, that's the tkufas Shmuel. So that means that that's the time when the tkufa is above, and for various reasons, it doesn't come down so below. So basically, the bottom line, it turns out, you can't ask any questions from facts below, because that's not what determines. What determines is what happens above. Not what happens below, and therefore, it doesn't count. However, the Rebbe says it still needs explanation. So you're saying basically, what you see doesn't matter, what doesn't count. Even if it comes out a little bit different when in below, we have to accept the way it's above, because that's what the halacha, that's what Torah says, that's what we go by. But the Rebbe says all matters. Still need to understand this. The halacha in what we do is we do things on the very literal level. You have to fulfill the halacha in this literal sense. Notwithstanding, everything has a root, a spiritual root. But we do the mitzvahs, we do it begashmis. And that's not only with the physical mitzvahs, that we need to do the mitzvahs physically, and through that you can take Everything that we do physically. For example, when you put on tefillin, which specifically when you fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin in the literal sense, then you can get the four moichin, the special, the four kapat, the four moichin, four portions, that the spiritual levels. But that has to be connected to physicality. That's one thing. But also, all matters that are brought and were commanded in Torah, we always have the very literal meaning. Everything has to be in the simple meaning. So, according to this, it's very difficult to understand. The idea that you see the sun in the right spot, that's a physical thing. We're talking about the season when you're seeing the sun. So how could you make a bracha? You're saying, oisa maisa bereshis, you make the bracha. So you're talking about something very physical over here. And you're saying it for a tkufa that goes on above, which is not physical. When, if begashmis, according to Rabada, which is the true truth, right? There's no tkufa then. How do you make a tkufa over here from something in the literal level? The fact by Kiddush HaChodesh, we have to say so, that the making of the new month and setting it up, it's not so dependent on the real Moed HaLevana. We just proved that Beis Din could make it another day, even though it goes against the physical. Because there is a big difference between Rosh Chodesh and Tkufas HaChama. Because notwithstanding the fact that Rosh Chodesh is connected to when the Levana is renewed, but in its essence, it's not something from the world, this whole thing, it becomes it's not a worldly existence, it's a Torah existence. What makes it into a holy day? So there's a new month. So what? Let's say the moon came. So who cares that the moon came? Doesn't matter. What makes it a holy day? You bring korbanos, it makes it a shchodesh. What makes it? That Beis Din is mekadesh. So Beis Din makes it into the holy day that it is. So therefore, or the Eibishter that makes it kodesh. So therefore, which means that there's no Beis Din, we know there's the calendar. But it's easier to understand how Rosh Chodesh is connected to the Moilad above, not to the physical Moilad, because the whole concept, it's a Torahic concept. Even if the Moilad would be physically in another time, you can say, but Rosh Chodesh, really, the spiritual Rosh Chodesh, the Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh, the special Rosh Chodesh, has to do with the spiritual. But when we talk about Chama, that you're seeing the sun in its season, which that whole, what makes the whole existence, it's not the Torah tells us. The Torah is, this is the cycle of the sun and the moon. Why are we making it? Because we're saying the sun goes back to its original position, the way it was placed at the time of the week. It straightens out with the time of the year when it was created. So that's a physical phenomenon. So here's an understood over here that since the Torah itself wants to connect it to what happens physicality, the whole thing is a physical, because we're saying, making a bracha, because in the physical world there's something happening, it's a repeat of the original phenomenon. So how could you make a bracha, chamo, the tkufa which is above, which fits the tkufa for Shmuel and not for Ad Barabba? And the question is even stronger. The Rebbe says, what happens if that day there is no sun visible? So you're not going to be able to make a bracha. You have to see the sun. So it means that you're actually talking about the sun, physical sun. The blessing is connected to seeing the physical sun, although it's not really in the right season, according to the... And you make a bracha, because we're saying the spiritual sun is in the tkufa, while I'm seeing the physical sun over here in this world. The Rebbe says that actually, the years, when you start counting all these years, both according to Adar and according to Shmuel, you start from the year of Torah, which means you start from before the world was created. So in other words, we don't start from 5,780, you start before, in order to get to the calculation. They both start from before. So, B'chlau, we have a machloikus in the Gemara between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, whether the world was created in Tishrei or the world was created in Nisan. And in many places it's explained, some people say that also in Tosfos like that, that they're both true, that in Nisan it entered Hashem's mind to create the world, and in actuality created in Tishrei. So, since we do the Tekufos, we go by Rabbi Yehoshua. So therefore, we always count the Tekufos Nisan of the year of Toyu, which is before Tishrei, meaning before the world was literally created, when Hashem had His mind to create. So therefore, as far as Brichas HaChama, we go with the Tekufa from above, even though the Tekufa is in another time, same thing with the other halachas, which only fits with the Tekufa Shmuel. Because since all of this depends on a sort of an imaginary, on a toyu dika, on a not a practical time difference, so therefore, we don't care so much about the Tekufa the way it's here, because the whole concept is built about before time, before creation. But still, it has to have an impact in physical. That's why you have to see that too. There's one more point over here, but we'll leave it for this. Enough to think about. Leave something for next time.